بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted all of your fasts, your worships, your refraining of sins, inshallah. And we ask Him to help us continue on this path even after the blessed month of Ramadan. On the 28th day of the month of Ramadan, the dua we have reads as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma waffir haddi fihi min al-nawafil wa akrimni fihi bi ihdhar al-masail wa qarrib fihi wasilati ilayk min bayn al-wasail ya man la yashghaluhu ilhahu al-mulihin. It's a very beautiful dua, as all of them have been so far, and all of the ones, the two that remain, will be as well. O Allah, make abundant my share, حَظِّي فِيهِ, in this month, مِنَ النَّوَافِلِ, of the extra activities, extra worships. Nafila is anything that is extra and beyond the fara'idh, the farida, which is wajib. Fara'idh or wajibat, obligations, we have to do them. Then we have nawafil, we have extra deeds, the bonuses in a sense. Waffir fiha haddi fihi min an-nawafil. Allah, help me be able to do more of these nawafil. We have stressed over the course of these du'as and talking about them that the first step is really wajibat and muharramat. Many of the teachers have stressed the importance of prioritizing and giving that priority to wajibat and muharramat, and not getting confused and getting caught up with recommendations, considering that very important, which will cost us the fara'idh, the wajibat, because we get tied into, and shaitan knows his tricks very well. He gets us very attached to some of the nawafil, some of the recommendations, du'as, supplications, that we forget about the wajibat and muharramat. We commit sin in order to do some of the recommendations. We mistreat others in order to have a quiet session for du'a. We mistreat others in order to sleep on time to get up for the night prayer. This is not acceptable. Committing sins to do a nafila, allowing nafila to take too much time, and I don't get to my obligations towards my family, towards my community. Nafila is second priority. It should not get in the way of the fara'idh. But having said that, if one has control and they get the hang of doing wajibat and avoiding muharramat, which is something very important. The reason why teachers would stress on the importance of wajib and haram is because we need to get the hang of it. It needs to become second nature. The same way that when you're driving, you don't think twice. When you want to change lanes, you put on your signal. When you want to leave the house, if it's nighttime, you turn on your lights, you buckle up, you put down the emergency brake, you drive with caution, you've got the hang of it. You know how to do it, where you can even, if it's not illegal in your state or your country, you would even be able to handle a phone conversation, or if it's not a phone conversation, something that is definitely legal, there are people in the car that are speaking to you. You can handle conversation with them. At the same time, you are driving carefully and you're not crashing into people or into cars or buildings or poles and so on and so forth. It has become second nature. Avoiding sins and doing the obligations should become like that it's very easy. I know this is a red line. I'm not going to do that. This is wajib. I need to get engaged in this, get involved in it. Once we get the hang of that, nawafil and the role of nawafil becomes very important. The reason why they downplay the role of nawafil isn't that they're not important. It's because you misplace the priorities and you do nafila in a way where you are not able to fulfill obligations, in a way that you commit sins. Because as long as we're committing sins and not fulfilling obligations, nawafil will not have the effect that they need to have. But once you've got the hang of it and you are doing the wajibat, you are avoiding sins, nafilas have very important impacts on our lives. Especially the rawatib, the daily nafila prayers that we have, the du'as that we have, recitation of the Qur'an. If one is in control such that they don't commit sins, they know all their obligations, then they will be able to have free time that they can either spend it in ways that are less beneficial, or one can engage in nawafil. And what we're reading in this du'a, we're asking, oh Allah, increase and make abundant my share of the nawafil in this month. The nawafil are plenty in the month of Ramadan. They have been. If we haven't been able to make use of them, although it's the 28th day, we have very little time, but we can still try, and hopefully we can carry on afterwards. If we can have the habit of doing the nawafil of just the Maghrib prayer and the Isha prayer, which are the shortest, and also the Fajr prayer. The Fajr prayer is only 2 rak'ah, the nafila. When you wake up, do 2 rak'ah nafila before the Fajr prayer. Between Maghrib and Isha, do 4 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah prayers. After Isha, 2 rak'ah sitting down. If we make this a habit, that we always do it continuously, this is very beneficial for us. Allahumma waffir hadhi fih min al-nawafil wa akrimni fih بإحضار المسائل. Now there are probably different ways to interpret and understand this. One of the understandings that can be is that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what we're asking for. Masail meaning the things that we're asking for, and إحضار of it is to give it to us, make it present. That may be one understanding and one explanation of that. There might be another explanation, there might be another understanding, and that is, help me and bring to my mind the requests that I should be making. That's a very important thing, brothers and sisters, to have. We need to understand what we need and ask for that which we need, especially in spirituality. On material needs and benefits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide, and He knows what's best, and He has guaranteed it. Now, it's not wrong to ask. No, go ahead and ask. The Prophet Ibrahim used to ask. It's good. There are various reasons why we need to do that. But when it comes to the spiritual needs, asking the right thing at the right time is very important. Now, who's going to give you that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings to your mind that at this point, ask for this particular request. At another time, ask for something else. وَأَكْرِمْنِي فِيهِ بِإِحْضَارِ الْمَسَائِلِ. That might be a meaning that is intended. وَقَرِّبْ فِيهِ وَسِيلَتِي إِلَيْكِ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْوَسَائِلِ. There are different wasail, different means through which people are supposed to progress and advance towards the proximity of the Divine. There are different wasail. What we're asking here is that, oh Allah, قَرِّبْ فِيهِ وَسِيلَتِي إِلَيْكِ. Make my wasila, my connection, my means of getting closer to you, make that closer to yourself, or make me closer to that wasila. And it appears it's the first. This wasila that I have, bring this and make this closer to you. So through that I get closer. أقرب فيه وسيلتي إليك من بين الوسائل. In other words, it's a way of us again asking and requesting for the proximity of the divine, wanting to be with him.